live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the government has once again been challenged over its inaction relating to Swan Park in Buncrana. The Housing Minister has set Donegal County Council a target of securing 441 new social housing units by the end of 2021, 147 of them in 2018. The Donegal Investment Group is reporting an increase in net asset value per share of almost 38% in its latest financial report. And the Dáil has passed a motion calling for action on the water crisis by 86 votes to 50. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the government has once again been challenged over its inaction relating to Swan Park in Buncrana. Speaking in the Shannon today, Senator Patrick McLaughlin spoke of how 8 months after the devastating floods on August the 22nd last year that destroyed much of Inishowen, a meeting with government ministers has yet to be secured to discuss funding to restore the local amenity. Senator McLaughlin told the Shannon it is intolerable at this stage that Swan Park has been left in ruin.
In recent days, the Irish Examiner carried out a feature on some of the most enjoyable walks in Ireland. And number two on their list was Swan Park, Buncrana. I have yet to get a meeting with a minister. I have yet to sit down face to face with a minister. And you know, Leader, that has promised to me. I have stayed silent now in good faith for all of these weeks, and nothing has happened. Not a single face to face meeting with a minister about the fact that a major tourism and community amenity, the cost of restoring this park is estimated at 2.3 million. But some kind of contribution from government would be welcomed at this stage. So I appeal to you again today, Leader, to please ensure we've put parliamentary questions. I've raised this face to face with ministers in terms of brief conversations in these halls. But what I need is a proper meeting with their senior department officials. I want to say to you that all nine county councillors in the Inishowen Peninsula have asked for a meeting with Minister Owen Murphy, with Minister Michael Ring, in relation to this matter. There's been a petition signed by over 4,000 local people recently handed to Minister Owen Murphy. So I'm going to appeal here again today that a cross-party delegation of local councillors from Inishowen, all of the local Oireachtas members, meet with the two ministers, thrash this out and find a solution. It's absolutely intolerable that 8 months later that we're reading that we are the second most enjoyable walk in the entire island in one of our major national newspapers, and that walk lies in ruins.
The Dáil has passed a motion calling for action on the fodder crisis by 86 votes to 50. It had already been passed in the Shannon. The motion, moved by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue, calls on the government to immediately bring forward a hardship fund, a meal voucher scheme, low-cost loans, as well as issuing balancing payments for outstanding schemes. It also calls for a temporary halt to on-farm inspections and Borbia audits. Deputy McConlogue says the defeat is a significant one for government.
The minister has been in denial all winter that there was any problem, and he was very much caught cold as a result when the problem did actually display itself as a result of the late spring. He did try and defend his position, but certainly he was very much, and his party, very much alone in that, because right across the farming community, the farming organisations and all political parties and none made it very clear that the minister's response was totally inadequate, not nearly sufficient to deal and acknowledge the problem that was there, and that he needs to address the outstanding issues which the motion called for, and also, of course, ensure that measures are taken so that there isn't a repeat of the failures we've seen by the government over recent weeks.
In a wider context, how significant is this defeat for the government, given that this issue is not necessarily a political issue? This isn't an issue which is mostly confined to Leinster House. This is very much an issue which is a reality for very, very many voters out there.
It should never have got to the stage where a vote was required in Leinster House to actually make it crystal clear to the government that their performance on this issue was totally inadequate. So I think it is significant, and I hope that the government will learn from it and actually listen much better to the farming community, because they are and have been under a lot of pressure, and the government needs to be in a position to show leadership on that, and indeed ensure that the support mechanisms are in place to allow our farming sector to thrive. We will now be pushing to ensure that the Minister acts on the recommendations in the motion, and we'll also be holding him strongly to account to ensure that the performance is a lot better from here on in.
Emergency services are still at the scene of a plane crash in County Antrim. It's being reported two people were killed when the light aircraft came down at Knott's Corner around 12:20 this afternoon. Fire and rescue crews from Antrim, Crumlin and Glengormley were dispatched, but the major incident was stood down a short time later. Paramedics say no one has been taken from the scene to hospital. The Donegal Investment Group is reporting an increase in net asset value per share of almost 38% in its latest financial report. The interim results for the 6 months to the end of last February show a value per share of €8.24, up from €6.02. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The increase is primarily as a result of the disposal of the group's 30% share in Monaghan Millbrook Mushrooms, which netted a profit of €19.2 million. Group revenue decreased by €2.2 million, largely due to a reduction in the availability of seed potatoes, coupled with continued difficult trading conditions in the South American market. Trading profits fell to €3.2 million, leading to an adjusted earning per share figure of 23.9 cent, down 6.2 cent on the same period last year. After significant increases in net cash following from the disposal of a number of assets, including on Grainan Estate, the board of the Donegal Investment Group now proposes to return €45.5 million of capital to investors. An EGM to discuss that will take place on May 16th. Details will be circulated next week.
The Housing Minister has set Donegal County Council a target of securing 441 new social housing units by the end of 2021, 147 of them in 2018. In the current year, the Minister expects the Council to build 104 houses, purchase 23 and lease 20. Under the government targets, a further 134 people will be supported in Donegal this year through housing assistance payments and the rental accommodation scheme. Housing associations say more needs to be done nationally to address the housing crisis. Niamh Randall of the Simon Community says more radical solutions are needed.
We have 10,000 people trapped in emergency accommodation, men, women and children living their lives trapped in emergency accommodation. So clearly we need to look at mechanisms that can deliver homes really quickly. We're still waiting for the empty home strategy. We need to look at rapid builds as well. We need to ensure that we get homes built and delivered really, really quickly.
Fine Gael ministers have expressed confidence in Dennis Naughton after allegations he passed sensitive information to independent news and media. The communications minister says he was speaking in a personal capacity when he talked to a lobbyist and he didn't divulge anything sensitive. It related to the planned takeover of the Celtic Media Group by INM and how that deal would be referred to the BAI for examination. Fianna Fáil's Deputy Leader Dara Callery says there are still questions for the Minister to answer.
This stinks. Minister Naughton made a virtue of not telling deputies in the House about his intentions, personal or ministerial, when he had disclosed them to a lobbyist before that. And it is ironic that the Minister has invited any member of Dáil to inspect the file when nothing is recorded on that file about this personal call that he had with the lobbyist about the merger.
A Midlands Northwest MEP is asking if Ireland is one of a number of EU member states blocking attempts to ensure corporate tax transparency for multinational companies in Europe. Matt Carthy claims a public country-by-country reporting directive has been blocked for over 2 years by several member states. It would require companies to declare publicly where they make their profit and pay their taxes and whether they shift their profits to countries with very low tax rates. The Parliament approved the measure last year, but it's being held up at Council of Ministers level. Matt Carthy says the Irish government will claim that the proposal could compromise the country's tax sovereignty. However, he says that does not hold water.
There's two issues when you're dealing with taxation measures here at a European level. One is the right of national parliaments and governments to set their own tax rates and to put in place their own tax regimes. And Sinn Féin absolutely supports fundamentally and as a matter of principle that right. And we stand and defend the principle of tax sovereignty at every opportunity. The other issue, though, is what's called tax transparency. And that's very different. And sometimes the Irish government will try and equate the two. And what tax transparency basically means is that countries are honest with each other in relation to the level of tax that some of the major corporations in the world actually are paying within each member state.
The publication and adoption of the Two Locks report has received widespread welcome. The reports outline the future enhancement of Murlach, situated on the outskirts of Strabane and Loch Ash in Dunamana, as part of a Blue Way development for the Spearns region. Derry City and Strabane District Councillor Dan Kelly has described the publication of the report as momentous. Gil Conway has more.
The Two Locks report was commissioned by Derry City and Strabane District Council, the Locks Agency and Inland Fisheries to explore a number of options to develop the quality of the fishery provision and to examine the scope for expanding sustainable tourism development at Moor Lock, Loch Ash and beyond. Councillor Dan Kelly says the Two Locks will be part of a phased Blue Way development in the Spearns that will expand in Phase 2 to incorporate the Burn Dennet and Glenmornan rivers and in Phase 3 to incorporate the Strabane Canal. As part of Phase 1, £900,000 is being invested to maximise the sport, recreational and tourism potential of the Spearn region. Loch Ash will be developed to retain the natural, unspoilt aspects of the loch and its location, while consideration at Moor Lock will have to be given to the impact that access by too many cars to the loch shore is having on water quality and the condition of the road.
The Children's Minister says she's not satisfied with the standards of governance in Scouting Ireland. It's after it emerged that an allegation of serious sexual assault was made in 2016 in relation to an incident in 2009. The accused was not prosecuted and was allowed to return to his role without being Garda vetted. Catherine Sapone says the Chief Scout will be stepping aside from this evening and she's withholding funding until she sees change in the organisation.
I decided to withhold any further drawdown of funding to Scouting Ireland until such time as I can be satisfied that the organisation's governance standards are up to the required level. As of now, I am not satisfied and I have a responsibility to children and I have a responsibility for the use of public monies.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
It's 14 minutes past five and time to latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer and Republic of Ireland forward John Walters says he'll play on for as long as he's needed. The 34-year-old Burnley striker has decided not to follow Wes Houlihan and Daryl Murphy into international retirement ahead of Euro 2020 qualifiers. Walters hopes his experience can help manager Martin O'Neill.
As long as I'm needed, I'll play. Mm-hmm. I met with Martin. I think the plan was we were going to get to the World Cup. It was going to be great. I probably would have retired at the end of it. It would have been the pinnacle, really, getting to a World Cup. And the way it worked out, just didn't happen. And, to have such a low like that when you're not playing, I couldn't have left it like that.
Elsewhere tonight, Chelsea's flagging Premier League campaign takes them to Burnley, who are chasing a Europa League place for next season. Victory for Burnley would see them move above Arsenal and into sixth place. There's a huge match for Southampton at Leicester. They're in the relegation zone ahead of kickoff time, 5 points from safety. Kickoff tonight in both those games is 7:45. In other news, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he's confident Jack Wilshere will sign a new contract at the club. An offer's on the table for the England midfielder, with his existing deal due to expire this summer. And replays of incidents which are reviewed by video assistant referees will be shown on big screens at this summer's World Cup. One of the criticisms of the new technology has been that supporters at the ground were unable to see the footage. Replays will only be shown after the referee has made his decision to prevent influence from the crowd. In schools football today, Cairn Donagh Community School are through to the final of the FAI Schools Dr. Tony O'Neill National Senior Cup once again. Then, as Sean said, we're comfortable 5-1 winners in today's semi-final against Chanel College from Coolock in Dublin. The star man at Garda Hegan was Jack Doherty, who scored a hat-trick for the Anishone side. Corey McBride and Cade Cook were the other scorers on the day. The school are seeking a second National Cup in 3 seasons, having won it for the first time ever in 2016. There was a double success for Cairn Donagh today at the Monaghan venue. In the earlier game, they beat Patrician High School from Carrickmacross on penalties to win the first year's Boys Ulster final. It was 1-1 after extra time. They won 5-3 on penalties. And there was a first year B final played today as well. PCC Falkirk and Royal and Prayer School from Raphoe drew one apiece after extra time. Royal and Prayer won 4-2 on penalties. Tonight, there's one game down for decision in the Donegal Youth League. Fannet United, they host Swally Rovers for a place in the Colin Breslin Cup semi-final. Kickoff is at 6:45 at Trialloch. Moving on to rugby, and Ulster scrum half Paul Marshall will retire from professional rugby at the end of the current season. The 32-year-old has won 204 caps for his province across the last 12 seasons and also represented Ireland on 3 occasions. Marshall says he'll be sad to leave behind a massive part of his life, but he feels it's the right time to seek new challenges away from the game. Elsewhere, Luke McGrath looks set to miss Leinster's Champions Cup semi-final against the Scarlets this Saturday. The scrum half is still struggling with an ankle injury, which would mean a start in the number 9 shirt for Jameson Gibson Park. In golf in the European Tour this week, the Trophy Hassan's taking place in Morocco. Oliver Fisher, Joachim Lagergren and Eric Van Ruin, they're all leading the way on 4 under par. The best of the Irish is Paul Dunne. He's 2 under through 12 holes of his first round. Michael Hoey's 1 under after 7, and Gavin Moynihan's 3 over through 14 holes. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Valero Texas Open taking place. Jeff Ogilvie's the early leader. He's in 4 under par through 8 holes. Danny Lee and John Kerner just 1 shot behind. Graham McDowell's 1 over through 11 holes. Seamus Power tees off at 27 Irish time. In AFL, Leash's Zach Toohey set to become just the 4th Irishman to play 150 AFL games when he lines out for Geelong against Port Adelaide on Saturday. The match will be Toohey's 120th in a row, the longest run of any active player in the league. In snooker, Mark Selby will kick off his World Snooker Championship title defence against Joe Perry in round 1. He'll begin his campaign Saturday morning in Sheffield. 5-time winner Ronnie O'Sullivan has been drawn against Stephen McGuire, while Antrim's Mark Allen, he'll play Liam Highfield. In boxing, Mexican boxer Saul Canelo Alvarez has been given a 6-month ban for failing 2 drugs tests earlier this year. It led to his world title rematch with Gennady Golovkin being cancelled. Alvarez has blamed the abnormal test on eating contaminated meat in his native Mexico. His suspension is backdated to the 17th of February, so he's free to fight again in mid-August. Finally, for this evening in horse racing, horse trainer Gordon Elliott's been named the Phillips Leighton Sports Manager of the Month for March. The Meath handler was the top trainer at the Cheltenham Festival with 8 winners. He sent out over 200 winners this season, enjoyed victory in the Aintree Grand National with Tiger Roll last Saturday. And some sad news, trainer Jessica Harrington has announced the death of the 2017 Irish Grand National winner R. Duke. The 8-year-old who won the Fairy House Showpiece as a novice last season suffered a heart attack. R. Duke's last run was in this year's Cheltenham Festival Gold Cup, and he had been in training for the upcoming Punchestown Festival. That's all your sport for this evening, and the next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And Bord Pleanála has again deferred a decision on the use of concrete blocks to restrict access to the Great Pollet Arch. A submission had been made by the local arch committee in Fannet, claiming that the closing of a turnstile leading to the iconic landmark is in breach of planning regulations. Councillor Liam Blaney says discussions with 3 landowners are at an advanced stage with a view towards creating a car park and a new walkway down to the arch. He has been speaking on today's 9 till noon show.
And my opinion is not high up on Bord Pleanála's priority list, and therefore the more important decision to make, and I believe, and it's unfortunate because I'd like them to come and make a decision and put this to bed one way or another, but I wanted to know that if Bord Pleanála did come out tomorrow and say it needs its planning permission. It still does not give people access to the Great Arch. We are at an advanced stage with three landowners as far as a car park is concerned and as far as access to the arch is concerned. It's going to be a gravelled pathway down to the arch. It's going to be fenced off, it's going to be insured, and it's going to be accessible for children, adults, elderly people, everybody. And I do believe it's the way forward, but this will not take away from people's rights. If they believe that they have access through the other property, that is up to them, and this will not affect their rights to go and fight for them rights. But what the local people did, landowners did tell me down there, is that they will not be stopping. The local people have always travelled through and walked through their property down to have a walk down to the beach or around the shoreline, that they wouldn't be stopping the local people doing that. And it's unfortunate that, you know, not everybody's on the same wavelength here, and I believe that if we can get the contracts finalised and get a bit of work going on down there, that maybe the whole thing will be resolved.
And finally, for weather now, generally dry this evening with some sunshine. There will be a few isolated light showers with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the government has once again been challenged over its inaction relating to Swan Park in Buncrana. Speaking in the Shannon today, Senator Padraig McLaughlin spoke of how 8 months after the devastating floods on August the 22nd last year, a meeting with government ministers has yet to be secured to discuss funding to restore the local amenity. The Housing Minister has set Donegal County Council a target of securing 441 new social housing units by the end of 2021, 147 of them in 2018. The Donegal Investment Group is reporting an increase in net asset value per share of almost 38% in its latest financial report. Interim results for the 6 months to end of last February show a value per share of €8.24, up from €6.02. And the Dáil has passed a motion calling for action on the fodder crisis by 86 votes to 50. The motion moved by Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue calls on the government to immediately bring forward a hardship fund, a meal voucher scheme, low-cost loans, as well as issuing balancing payments for outstanding schemes. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 19th of April. The death has taken place of Doreen Porter, née McLaughlin, late of the Corner House, Main Street, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at the parochial house, Dunnyloop, Castlefin, today, and will repose at the Corner House, Main Street, Buncrana, tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock. Funeral from the Corner House on Saturday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Oratory at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Cock Hill. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Nora McElholm, née Sweeney, Philadelphia, USA, and formerly of Glendown, Church Hill. Requiem Mass in St Columbkill's Church, Glendown, at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, followed by burial of ashes in Garton Cemetery. The death has taken place of William Willie Glenn, formerly of Murlock Lifford. Funeral from his son's residence at 53 Bonds Glen Road, Dunamana, tomorrow afternoon at 1:45 for service at Ballylennan Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society Donegal branch, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has taken place in Broomall, Pennsylvania, USA, of Neil McDermott, formerly of Barna Supper, Terman, Letterkenny. Massive Christian burial in St. Pius X Church, Broomall, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment to follow. The death has taken place of Josie Farron, formerly of Grove Cottages, Muff. Her remains are reposing at her home, 5 Fawnview Park, Clody, County Derry. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Thomas Samuel Tony Tate, 53 Moyle Road, Newton Stewart. Funeral on Saturday in Newton Stewart Presbyterian Church with service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in Ardstraw New Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Hood and Company Undertakers. The death has taken place at St Eunan's Nursing Home Woodlands, Letterkenny, of Bertie Spear, late of De La Vista, Shore Road, Portnabla. His remains will repose at St Eunan's Nursing Home tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock, followed by burial in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred at the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, of Betty Carr, The Grove, Stranorler. Her remains will repose at her home today until Rosary at 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 20 to 11 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Ursula McElhenney, Ney McLaughlin, Black Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Martina Donaghy's residence at Black Carndonagh. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Beech Hill Nursing Home, care of any family member.